Hey, how's it going? Happy Friday. So today is Friday. I'm here in Frederick, Maryland. It snowed amazing yesterday, so I'm pretty excited about that. And today I wanted to talk about calorie counting and how you pretty much, count calories, how you adjust them, all that jazz. So first off, before we get started on anything, a calorie is a calorie. So to say that a calorie in a Snickers bar is different than a calorie in an apple, just like they're the same, like that just isn't going to happen. Now, if you go as far as nutrition and how much it's going to help your body, then yes, a Snickers bar will be less nutritious for your body than, fruits and vegetables. On the flip side of that, and not to confuse you, just to give some context on this, is that even if you're eating the wrong things, but your caloric intake, you're in a caloric deficit, which means you're taking in less calories and energy than you're burning, you're still gonna, lose the weight and burn the fat. It's not gonna be the best way to make your body the most efficient at it, but it'll still happen. So now this is out of the way. So I'm gonna walk you through kind of how I take the steps to my clients and just help them out with adjusting calories. And this is definitely going to help you out a lot so you can see exactly what it is. So first off, there's a ton of apps out there. There's a ton of formulas to say, okay, how many calories should I eat? Before you look at anything, I would say track your food. Just estimate it. Use an app, use MyFitnessPal, anything like that. Take the app, just track your food for a couple days. See how much you're really eating. After you see that, you can say, okay, have I been losing weight, maintaining weight, or gaining weight? So, odds are you've probably been maintaining or maybe even gaining a little because we're going to be on the side of strictly fat loss and burning fat. So, now say you're eating 2,000 calories a day. That's what you've been tracking, and you've been maintaining, and you want to lose weight. All right, so first off, we're going to say 2,000 is what's maintaining. So we'll take a couple hundred calories, I'd say 200 to 300 calories back each day. And what I would do is replace some calorie dense food with some less calorie dense food. So, for example, if you like eating avocados, avocado has a lot of high calories or has a lot of calories in it. So I would switch out avocados and add in a lot more food. Like you can eat a big ass salad for that. You can eat a bunch of bananas, fruits, vegetables, maybe even throw in some lean proteins or whatever you want to do. But you're not going to be restricting yourself. You're just going to be replacing this with more food because you still want to get that feeling that you're eating a lot. So I like to do everything in every 2 weeks. So definitely measuring your body fat percentage and progress pictures. Those are going to be how we're going to measure the performance of what you're doing. So if you're going through and now you have, say 2 weeks goes by and you've seen some changes. Okay, so now you know that you're officially in a caloric deficit. If 2 weeks goes by and you do not see any changes, then you're probably not in a caloric deficit yet. So now you need to move. Instead of doing 200 to 300, I would say bump it up to, 300 to 400 calories. Start cutting back 400 calories each day just from your nutrition and see how that plays. Now, if you do that 400 calories and all of a sudden now you start seeing some change, now you know you're in a caloric deficit. So if you're at 2,000 calories, we took that back, we minus 400 calories from it, so now we're at 1,600 calories. Now you're in a caloric deficit, and you can track that progress to see how it's working. And then after another 2 weeks goes by, you say, hey, am I seeing results? Am I seeing changes? If you're still seeing changes and you're happy with those changes, then I would keep going. Don't change anything. Stick at that 1600 mark. If you're not seeing any changes, because patience and consistency are key, I would wait another 2 weeks and just make sure that you're staying consistent with it. So now we're going to wait another 4 weeks and see if there's changes there. Now, if you're not seeing any changes after 4 weeks, okay, you're not in a caloric deficit yet. And what this is doing is this is telling you exactly what your body is and what your body needs and how your body is going to react. And then after you say 2-3 months of this, of tracking your stuff, you have tons of information to see, okay, when I eat this amount of food, this many calories, this type of food, I see progress. When I eat this amount of calories, this amount of food, I don't see progress. And now you have tons of information about yourself, and then that's what you can use to change your body in the future, to help keep you going, to make sure that everything's staying on track. And now you know for a fact, this isn't, you know, this isn't some guessing game, that this is your calorie intake for weight loss, fat loss, whatever you want to call it, toning up. This is your calorie intake for maintaining, and you're on your way, you know. But it's not a quick process. You need to, you know, track your food, and I'll give you a quick summary here. You need to track your food every 2 weeks, see how it's going, make a change. If you're still in it and you haven't seen any changes, wait another 2 weeks. If at 4 weeks you don't see any change, now you need to drop the calories again a little bit. If you are seeing changes, then stay there and keep it going. But the key to this is tracking your food, tracking the calories, and trying to be as consistent as you can and patient. Because then, you know, after a few months, you'll have the information that you need to do this. So I hope this helps. If you have any questions or comments, just let me know. You can send me a message on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or you could post below in the comments section. So I hope you have a good weekend, and thanks for listening. Take it easy.